Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, January 3rd, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Albona Class Mine Layer. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Wikipedia podcast script, Albona Class Mine Layer. Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the stories behind the Wikipedia articles that shape our understanding of the world. I'm Aloy, your guide for today, and I'm thrilled to have you with me. Today, we're exploring a fascinating segment of maritime history, the Albona Class Mine Layer. Now, you might be wondering why we're talking about a vessel class. Well, these ships are more than just floating metal structures. They represent crucial developments in military strategy and technology, many of which have implications reaching far beyond the naval bases they once served. So, let's set sail into the historical waters of the Albona-class mine layers. The Albona-class mine layer is connected to the shadowy and pulse-pounding world of naval warfare during the wartime period. These vessels were a series of mine layers developed by the Royal Yugoslav Navy in the late 1930s, right before the advent of World War II. Intriguing, right? Have you ever considered how a simple vessel type could have such an impact on naval strategy? The class comprised just two ships, Albona and Melgine, named after towns in the former Italian region of Istria, which is quite fitting given the historical tensions in that area. The need for these vessels arose from Yugoslavia's strategic maritime desires and regional pressures to protect its extensive and potentially vulnerable Adriatic coastline. Now let's pause here for a moment. I want you to think about the concept of a mine layer. What role do you think these kinds of ships played in naval warfare? Not only were they designed to lay mines, these stealthy, hidden threats, but they were also crucial in controlling or denying access to strategic waterways. How different might our world look today if the power dynamics at sea had shifted in those pivotal years? Okay, let's get back to the construction of these ships. Built by the Cantieri Riuniti del Adriatico shipyard in Monfalcone, Italy, the Albona class was relatively modest in size, but quite effective in their purpose. They displaced approximately 470 tons when fully loaded. Competitors in a war where agility and surprise were as formidable as raw firepower. One interesting technical detail these mine layers had was their capacity to carry a fairly hefty mine load for their size, up to 100 mines each. They were also armed with two 47mm naval guns to fend off enemy ships. Surprisingly, such a compact vessel carried sufficient threat, a true testament to the strategic importance and creativity in military design at the time. Albona and Melgine were launched in 1939 and completed by 1940. Just think about it, launched into a turbulent world as forms of literacy and culture shrank under the clouds of conflict. Here, I ask you, our audience, how does the physical machinery of war shape the political landscape? And how should we, as modern global citizens, view these artifacts of the past? Unfortunately, the twilight year of these vessels was marked by changing political winds. They saw limited action during World War II, as Yugoslavia fell swiftly under Axis occupation. The mine layers found themselves captured by the Italians in 1941. Later, taken over by the Germans in 1943 after Italy's capitulation, they finally ended their service with the Allies by the end of the war and were eventually scrapped. Quite a journey, don't you think? It's fascinating to think about how these ships, once significant enough to provoke strategic planning and political action, could fall so quickly into obsolescence. This gives us pause to reflect on the temporary nature of technological dominance. How does this history inform our understanding of current technological advancements, especially in military contexts? Listeners, as we wrap up this historical journey, I encourage you to dig deeper into the layers of history we touched upon today. The stories of vessels like the Albona-class mine layers are more than just tales of metal and ammunition. They're narratives of strategy, survival, and an ever-evolving world stage. Perhaps this story incites you to think critically about the technology and ethics surrounding military advancements today. How do these innovations impact society? And are there lessons from the past that could guide us in handling these powerful tools responsibly? I hope you've enjoyed this sail through history with me today. If you'd like to learn more, the Wikipedia article on the Albona class mine layer is a great, great place to start. Thank you for tuning into Wikipedia. Stay curious, stay informed, and join me next time for another dive into the depths of knowledge. Until then, keep questioning and keep exploring. And there you have it, folks, a short voyage through the intriguing tactical world of the Albona class mine layer. What's your take? Where do you stand on the balance between technological advancement and ethical responsibility? Let's ponder over these questions as we chart our course through history's ever-expanding ocean. Until next time, safe travels on your journey through knowledge.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Albona Class Mine Layer. Thanks for listening. See you next time.